Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome to our podcast, and we hope that you will check out our library of many podcasts. We've got over 250 podcasts sitting out there. And if you're a regular listener, we love you, and we are so appreciative that you have been along with us on this journey. So we thought that we'd do a little 10-year review. We just celebrated 10 years of the practice. We had a big party. Some of you were there, and those of you that were there, thank you so much for joining us this past Tuesday night for our huge celebration. We had a great time, lots of people, great food, a DJ, even face painting. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
And we had so many kids. That was fun.
We did have a lot of kids.
The kids had a great time. All the way home, our kids were like, that was the best party.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was good. We had a good time. And so thank you to those of you that were there to support us and to celebrate. And it was just really exciting. And, you know, we thought we'd do a little 10-year review.
A little 10-year reflection.
That's right. That's right. A little 10-year reflection. You know, we started the practice, of course, 10 years ago. And it was...
Well, we have to talk about why we started the practice.
Yeah, well, we started the practice. When I first came out here in 2004, I joined a big multi-specialty group here in the area. And it was very busy. We covered a couple hospitals and...
More than a couple.
Yeah, when we were on call, call was crazy. It was almost worse than when I was in training. And then we had Kai, our 11-year-old.
And technically, you had him.
Yes, I carried Kai. But it was, you know, when I went back to work after maternity leave, I mean, I basically never saw... Mm-hmm. You nor Kai. Yeah. I didn't see the baby nor Kaoni.
You were pumping in your car. Yeah. Remember those days?
Yeah, I do remember those days. Yeah. It was tough. It was tough. And I'd be on call for 5 days and basically not see you guys for 5 days.
At like 4 a.m. and coming home at midnight and doing
Do you remember
it all over
that?
Again. Yes, I remember those days.
Yeah. Yeah, those were tough days. And, you know, it just got, I got to the point where, you know, I felt like I was missing these chunks of time in the life of my children and, you know, in your life, in our family life, where I was missing stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, is this what it's going to be like for the mm-hmm. rest of my career? You know, and I do have a lot of doctor friends who through the years, and some of them who have been mentors who through the years have said that they basically don't know their kids, that they didn't see them grow up
because
they were always at the hospital and that they missed out on the growing years of their children. And I didn't want that to be me.
You still wanted to be a mom.
I did.
I mean, you wanted to work, but you still wanted to be a mom.
Absolutely. I wanted to work. I wanted to have a much more balanced life. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we decided, you know, and I was scared to start my own practice. Mm-hmm. And
we tried to work it out with your group that you were in.
We did. But
they didn't want to change the call schedule and anything or anything. So we really felt like we had to do something pretty drastic, you know. And at that time, there was a clause in your contract that said that you had to go outside of a 10-mile radius of where you were.
Right.
And you were working out by our house. So that meant you had to go away from the house, which ended up being a little bit of a godsend because it got you closer to the Spanish-speaking community.
It did. It did. Yeah. It did. I joined it was a two-man group, and that was a good year. Mm-hmm. It was fun. And we had, you know, I learned a lot. I did some call at the hospital where they were taking call. But I really wanted to start my own thing. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Tina, you encouraged me, you know, because I was scared. I didn't know anything about business. And Tina basically said, look, We'll start the practice together. You take care of the patients. You focus on that, and I'll take care of the rest. I'll manage the office, take care of all the business stuff. And so that's what we did. Mm-hmm. So we opened up our practice. It was
the end of 2007.
The end of 2007. Yeah. That's right. The end of 2007. And it was us two. Mm-hmm. Your mother, mm-hmm. my mother, mm-hmm. and we had one MA.
Yeah. And I worked from home because Kai was only a year and a half.
That's right.
So I was at home and you were at the office part of the time, scoping part of the time, and then we had those three staff.
That's right. And it's funny because we brought back, we invited a lot of our previous staff, mm-hmm. people that have been with us through the years, that are no longer with us. And we actually had a really good show of, mm-hmm. of
all those, of our former employees.
All of our former employees, yeah. including our mothers.
Yeah.
So it was really an awesome little reunion too.
Yeah.
And it was funny. We were reminiscing on the little office that we started in. And it was just a small little office. That's all we needed. Mm-hmm. But our mothers, our MA, and then we ended up hiring another mm-hmm. assistant, another mm-hmm. MA. They were all crunched sitting into this tiny little space.
It's all back to back.
All back to back.
They would back up and like bump into each other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So they were like really working together.
Yeah, little sardines.
Little sardines. And that's how we started.
Yeah, so that was the office on 91st Avenue in Indian School. And we were there for about a year. Yeah, we were there for about a year until we found our office on Camelback.
That's right.
And then we moved to a much bigger space mm-hmm. and started to grow. We grew really, really fast.
That's right.
And that was the year, I remember that was the year we were finally in the Camelback office when you came to me with the whole, you know, I'm running all these tests on people and I'm not getting them well and I'm prescribing all these medicines and no one's getting better and something's not right conversation. Mm-hmm. And so we started our wellness journey in that office, which was exciting.
And the twins had just been born.
Right.
They had just been born because I remember us having these discussions while you were pregnant with the twins.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's right. That's where we started our journey with our wellness program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the twins are eight now.
Yeah.
So we started this journey, you know, like Tina said, I was feeling frustrated and sad because patients were coming in. I was running every test in the book, doing procedures, colonoscopy, CAT scans, ultrasounds, blood work, prescribing medicines like it was going out of style, you know, just like nothing. I would just prescribe medicine after medicine and people were still not feeling well. So we started on the journey and that's where our wellness program was born.
That's right.
Was born. And the wellness program itself has morphed through the years because it started out as a 12-week program where people would actually come into the office
but we would have the seminars.
We would do seminars.
So once every month on a Saturday, we would do a seminar. We'd pack that office with like 50 or 60 people. And I just remember people in there sweating. We couldn't get the air conditioning down low enough. But there'd be so many people interested in the message, you know, wellness. And people after the seminar would then sign up for the 12-week program. Mm-hmm. And we would take them through like 12 or 15 people at a time, you know, for over the course of 12 weeks. And we'd take them shopping and we'd bring them to our house and teach them how to cook.
That's right, cooking classes.
Yeah, and it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. We learned a lot. We learned mm-hmm. a lot. And
so did other people.
A lot of people. That's right. And then, you know, and the only reason that we decided to make it an online program was because we were losing these people that would go through the program. And then once we were on to the next group, you know, those people that we had finished with would kind of like fall off the bandwagon, mm-hmm. you know, and because we were so focused on the new group we were taking through, we didn't have time to really like go back
and continue fostering the thing that they said was making them accountable. You know, was, well, we lost touch and I didn't have anyone to be accountable to. And that just broke my heart, you know? And so that's why we've gone back to the drawing board so many times.
Many,
the
many times.
To figure out what is the model that can work to help teach people, get them the information that they need, but then be there as a support for them ongoing.
That's right.
Knowing that it was just you and I.
That's right. So, you know, those of you that that take our core four, you know, our probiotics, the enzymes, the detox, the greens. You know, when we started all that, we had like 12, 15 different supplements.
Yeah.
And that was that about 7 years ago?
In 2010.
2010. Yeah. So about 7 years ago when we started offering different services and the supplements. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and people started getting better. Mm-hmm. It's just that there were too many things. It was confusing for the physicians, for me, for the providers. It was confusing for the patients. And so that's also something that's gone through a lot of changes. And we finally were able to just get it down to our core four, mm-hmm. the core four, which are the ones that we felt have really, really helped our patients and clients through the years.
They've made the most impact on
people.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Like, remember we had like the Carbo-G, you know, that helped with digesting carbs.
Right.
We had the abdominal discomfort support. So people that needed if their esophagus was tender, they could take this supplement that helped that. And we had 3 different types of enzyme strengths. I mean, it was just a lot of stuff that we just wanted to provide stuff for people. But we talked about it ended up being, I think, information overload, and a lot of people got confused and they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right. And we did, the few people that did start the supplements started feeling better, and we honed in on the key ones that were really, really helping people.
Yeah.
And then just focused on
that.
And that, and ever since we did that, which was probably in 2014 that we made that transition, mm-hmm. the wellness business has really exploded. I mean, it really has.
It's really, you know, we simplified it,
yeah,
and made it. I mean, so simple and easy, and it makes sense. And the best thing, though, most importantly, is that people are feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
People are feeling better. So we did that, and then about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, we moved into our new offices, mm-hmm. off of Indian School
and 108th,
mm-hmm. which is where we currently are and where we had our party. And we've continued to grow the practice. You know, we've been blessed. We really consider it a blessing, all the patients that we've been able to see in our practice and to help, and be able to share our holistic message with. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, basically what we did was we continue to practice gastroenterology according to standard of care. Okay. So, you know, we still do our workups, and sometimes we still, you know, we have to prescribe certain medicines. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, what we offer and what really separates us from most GI practices out there is the holistic approach mm-hmm. that we have in our practice. Okay. I mean, I'm not a naturopathic doctor. I'm an MD, trained in traditional medical school, conventional medical school, but we started offering this more holistic approach, and it's been amazing. People have just loved it. A lot of people have, you know, I mean, they've just, I mean, we get referrals from doctors all over the valley because they hear about what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's really been a blessing for everyone. And I feel so blessed.
We even have other GIs in the valley referring their patients.
Yes.
Just for the wellness
part.
Yeah, like they'll say, go talk to Dr. Cruz, you know, see what else she can do for you. Like if they're at like their wit's end with a patient, they don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm going to tell you, from a personal standpoint, you know, this has been a journey for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me as the physician in the practice, this journey has been, it's really been quite a journey. I had to change my mindset and relearn. Okay, and it's not something that happened overnight.
No.
It took time because being trained as a traditional MD, we were trained how to prescribe medicine, and so that we could treat the symptoms and
how to do procedures.
You know, as a gastroenterologist. And so to try to embrace this holistic approach took time. And there was a time when early on in the practice, when patients would come in and ask me about detox, and I would be like, you know what? I'm the wrong person to talk about this. I mean, I'm not the one you want to be asking questions. I don't know anything about detox. You've got to go see a naturopathic doctor. So just to tell you how much of a journey, detox is like one of my favorite topics now. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is just like amazing that, though that is not a word that is used in medical school, okay, it's kind of like a taboo word. I mean, who knows? Maybe now it's become more open-minded and maybe they're using it. But back in my day when I went to med school, you didn't talk about detox. Mm-hmm. But in reality, when we were talking about the things that, you know, the kidney system and, you know, urinating and pooping and sweating, I mean, all of that is detoxing your body. So detox is one of my favorite topics, and talking to people about enzymes and probiotics. I mean, I've been preaching about probiotics for years, even before we started this journey. You know, I had really embraced probiotics way back before, you know, when it was still kind of controversial.
Before it became cool.
That's right. So I feel like this has really been a journey for me on many levels. Mm-hmm. And I've grown a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for this journey because it's really been an amazing journey for me to be on with you and with our patients, you know, and to see our patients feeling better, feeling good with just simple things, you know. Their diet, changing their diet, and using some of the very simple natural supplements that we use. I mean, it's been a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice. It's amazing to see the transformation that not only we've gone through personally, but the practice.
Absolutely.
Right? From over the course of a decade.
Yeah.
Right? And the fact that we've helped thousands.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
And we're working on tens of thousands.
That's right. So that's absolutely right.
It's very exciting.
Well, we want to just say a huge thank you to friends and family who have supported us, our staff, our wonderful staff, former staff that we've had through the years, and our current staff who are just amazing. And we love you. And you know what? We look forward to continuing this journey. And we thank you for being on this journey with us. And we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.